You're listening to SBS News.
Victoria has had its sixth consecutive day without any coronavirus deaths or new cases, and Melbourne's case average is down to 1.4. The Victorian government is hailing the state's sixth consecutive day without any new cases or deaths as a wonderful outcome. Just 20 active infections remain in Victoria, all of which are in metropolitan Melbourne. The state's virus death toll remains at 819 and the national figure at 907. Government Minister Lily D'Ambrosio is urging Victorians to continue following public health advice to ensure no further outbreaks emerge.
6 days in a row of double zero is a wonderful outcome, and I really do want to thank each and every Victorian for doing such hard work, the hard work of really getting a lid on this virus, the spread of this virus, and working together very cooperatively, very collegiately, respectful of each other to really get these figures down to where they are.
And there have been no new locally acquired cases of COVID-19 in New South Wales. Two new cases were detected among international travellers in hotel quarantine, bringing the total number of cases in New South Wales to 4,256. Dr. Jeremy McNulty says we must collectively follow rules and procedures to reduce clusters.
Contact tracing to contain the recent cluster of cases depends on businesses having effective COVID safety plans and customer sign-in processes. The recent cluster in southwest Sydney highlights the importance of these measures. We're working in close collaboration with a number of other agencies to provide the Liverpool community and local businesses with extra support to help achieve COVID-safe practices.
Two more COVID-19 vaccines have been secured, giving Australia potential access by next year. Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt has told Nine that it brings the government's coronavirus vaccine investment to more than $3.2 billion and puts Australia in a very strong position for a range of eventualities.
These vaccines will help give real protection right across the country. The most likely date for the health workers and the earliest vaccinations of elderly, if it's approved for them, will be in March, and then progressively will roll out through the year. But as soon as they're approved and safe and available, then we'll make sure that they're available for the entire Australian population.
Under the agreement, Australia will get 40 million doses of the vaccine being developed by biotechnology company Novavax, and 10 million doses of the vaccine being produced jointly by Pfizer and BioNTech. Both vaccine candidates are currently in stage 3 clinical trials, and supplies will begin arriving in Australia in early 2021 if they are proven safe and effective. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says today is a day for Australians to be more hopeful.
In Australia, we're looking forward to 2021, and our policy and program led by Professor Murphy on getting Australia at the front of the pack when it comes to vaccines, which will be game changers. And as each day passes, we become more optimistic. Cautious, of course, ensuring that we are going through all the necessary processes to ensure we have both a safe vaccine and an effective vaccine.
And the Northern Territory has recorded a new COVID-19 case after an infant tested positive while quarantining near Darwin after returning from overseas. The mother and a sibling of the child tested positive last week after the family returned to Australia on a Commonwealth repatriation flight from India. Health authorities say the family is in isolation at the Howard Springs quarantine facility under the care of medical staff and remain well. And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.